Struggling with weight can be a challenging and emotionally taxing experience. The journey to a healthier you doesn't have to be overwhelming. By adopting sustainable habits, you can not only shed those unwanted pounds, but also maintain a healthier lifestyle in the long run. On today's show, I'll share 3 effective ways to help you lose weight and keep it off. So, friend, if you're ready to discover long-term solutions for a healthy weight that lasts for a lifetime, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Imagine how you would feel if in just 21 days you could lose weight, boost your energy levels, and find hormonal balance. The good news is that you can with Get Fit 21. Get Fit 21 is my monthly online health program that gives you the tools that you need to take control of your life. With personalized workouts, nutrition guides, and expert support, this program is designed to empower you on your health journey. You can join countless other women who have experienced incredible transformations. My next group kicks off on January the 8th. Join today to receive a 15% discount. Start your 21-day journey by visiting my website at rikesiamcmillan.com or by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. I was at my heaviest weight after I gave birth to my son. And towards the end of my pregnancy, I weighed almost 200 pounds. And my OBGYN doctor was very concerned that I would not be able to lose the weight after I had my son. Now, I'm 5'3", and so having this additional weight to carry would have created a lot of medical concerns for me. And so listening to what she was sharing became a very serious matter, and I had to come up with a plan to get back down to a healthy weight. And so there were 3 things that I did that helped me, and I want to share those things with you. The first thing that I had to do was engage in mindful eating. This was one of the basic foundations of my weight loss, because instead of rushing through meals or mindlessly snacking, I had to take time to savor and appreciate every bite. I had to pay attention to my body's hunger and fullness cues, because this prevented me from overeating and it helped me to develop a healthier relationship with food. I had to renew my mind, as the Bible tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, to not be conformed to the ways of the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, because our thinking influences our behavior. And what we think about, we become. And as I renew my mind to what God's word says about food and eating, the scriptures specifically speak of nourishing whole foods in the areas of fruits, vegetables, legumes, grains, even seafood and lean quality protein, according to Genesis 9 and 3. And so whenever I eat, and I still practice this to this day, I ask myself, is what I'm eating in line with the scriptures? Is what I'm putting into my body nourishing living food that will provide me with energy and vitality? Not only did I need to become mindful about what I was eating, but how I was eating. We are living in a time where everyone is always eating on the run. If you're going to a business meeting, you're trying to grab a bite in between the meetings, you're driving and you're eating. You're doing multiple tasks while eating. And when we think about how we are to be eating from a biblical perspective, whenever food was mentioned, it was during times of celebration or special feast. When Jesus was sitting down at a table with his disciples enjoying a meal, the Last Supper, we see that he was sitting down enjoying that meal. These are examples for us to follow, reminding us that we need to slow down, sit down at a table, enjoy healthy food away from the distractions such as our cell phones or watching TV. I know within my home, we have a rule that we don't bring any digital devices to the table while we're sitting down. We just want to enjoy one another's company. In mindful eating, it helps us because it's engaging us to be more intentional about enjoying the food as well as the conversation with our family or with others. And if you'd like to know more about mindful eating, I want to encourage you to listen to podcast episode 105, Mindless Munching is Stopping Your Weight Loss, Finding Peace with Food, and Lose Weight Naturally, where I did a special interview with Dr. Sheila Foreman. And so within your daily diet, you want to be able to incorporate more whole, nutrient-dense foods into your diet. You want to have more fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and those grains, and avoid those highly processed and sugary foods because those are the things that are going to contribute to excessive calorie intake. So being mindful about how and what you're eating is going to help you to make better food choices, and over time, you can achieve and maintain a healthier weight. The second thing that I had to do to lose weight is I had to engage in regular exercise. Movement is medicine. I've learned over the years that it's not just one habit alone that is going to help you to lose weight, but it's a combination of a few healthy habits that when you practice them consistently over time, it's going to help you to reach your health goals. And so I had to embrace an exercise routine that worked for me. One exercise that I incorporated and enjoy is walking. And walking is one of the healthiest forms of exercise, and it's also considered what we call functional exercise because it mimics a natural or a fundamental human movement. It engages our various muscle groups, it improves cardiovascular health, enhances joint mobility and flexibility. It also helps us to maintain that healthy weight. In addition, walking is accessible. Anyone can do it. It's free, it's low impact, and it promotes our overall well-being by reducing stress as well as boosting the mood through the release of those endorphins, which is that feel-good hormone. And so I had to establish a regular exercise routine because that helps to not only burn calories, but it also improves your overall health and well-being. And I just want to encourage you to find an activity that you enjoy, whether it's jogging, cycling, swimming, hiking, or dancing, and make it a consistent part of your week. For me, I aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. That's 30 minutes for 5 times out of the week. I take off on my Saturdays and Sundays. Or you can think about incorporating 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise per week. Now, when it comes to vigorous intensity, this is something that I also like to engage in if I'm not walking. Then I do the high intensity interval training exercises or HIIT, which I absolutely love because if you're short or you're pressed on time, this is a great workout. I want to encourage you to listen to podcast episode 154, where I talked about how you can use HIIT training for those time-based exercise routines that are going to help you to lose weight as well as find that effectiveness in maintaining your weight goals. You can also incorporate strength training exercises to help you build lean muscle mass. That's important for us as women as we continue to age. It also helps us to boost our metabolism and support our long-term weight maintenance goals. And the third and the final thing that I had to do is that I had to embrace and adopt lifestyle changes as well as have accountability. And so losing weight, it's not just about a temporary fix, but it's about making sustainable lifestyle changes. It's not about a trend. It's not about a fad, but this is for your entire life. And so the first thing that I had to do is I had to identify those negative habits that were contributing to my weight gain. I had to identify excessive snacking, any type of sedentary behavior. I had to identify whether or not I was emotionally eating, and I had to put the work in addressing those areas. And I had to have an honest conversation with myself about what was holding me back from reaching my health goal. And so I want to encourage you to have an honest conversation with yourself regarding adopting those lifestyle changes. So whether you write that out on paper, whether you journal it, whether you include it in your prayer time, have that honest conversation. And after you've had the conversation, you want to be able to seek out support from your friends, whether it's your family. The scriptures tell us that two are better than one. Two are better than one, as well as it's not good for man to be alone. That just was not in the context of marriage, but it is in the context of community. We need one another. And I want to personally invite you to be a part of my monthly Get Fit 21 online community. Because having someone to share your goals with and being held accountable, that can significantly increase your chances of success. This is something that I see month after month after month, that the women that I work with continually share one of the number one things that they enjoy about being in this monthly group is the level of accountability that is there. And so every woman's health goals are different. Maybe you need help losing those unwanted pounds, or maybe you're tired of the way that you look and you want to be able to change that. Or you might need more energy. You're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and you just want to have energy to get through the day. Or maybe you need to balance your hormones. You can't do it alone. And when you surround yourself with a supportive environment that encourages healthy choices, both at home and in your social circles, you can become the healthiest version of who God wants you to be. You can accomplish the tasks. You can accomplish the assignments. You can accomplish the dreams that He's put in your heart and the responsibilities that He has charged you with while you're here on this earth. And so, friend, if you're ready to lose that weight that you've been trying to lose for years with no success, then I need you to connect with me so that I can help you, so that I can help you in a supportive environment to reach your health goals. You can reach out to me by leaving a voice message via Spotify. You can also send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes, because your goals are certainly within your reach. Don't let another year go by as we are headed into 2024 by staying in the same place that you were at. If you were blessed by today's show, or there was something positive and encouraging that really touched your life, please leave me a review or share the show with a friend. You can also subscribe to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Losing weight can be a challenging journey, but by adopting mindful practices, incorporating regular exercise, and making sustainable lifestyle changes, you can achieve and maintain a healthier weight. The key is to focus on long-term well-being rather than quick fixes, ensuring a happier and healthier you for the years to come. I'll leave you with Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to their body. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.